This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Mitch McGrady.
We're inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio with Jason Sewell, who is the executive director of the Seedling Film Group.
Association.
Mm-hmm. Seedling Film Association. And Jules Taylor, who happens to be the community liaison for the same organization. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Autumn, October, big time for Seedling because the film festival,
That's the offshoot
film festival, is this month.
It is this month. We kick off on Thursday, October the 27th, and it lasts until that Sunday, which is the 30th. So it's a full weekend of events and films and workshops, and yeah, should be a great time.
Before the festival, though, we have to find out what films will be shown in the festival?
Correct. And that is why we are hosting, this is our first gala that we are having to announce the film. So I think the gala's official title is An Affair to Remember, and we're taking the theme of early Hollywood, Art Deco kind of atmosphere, and we are, that evening will be at the Matt Miller Studio, just off the square downtown Fayetteville, and we'll be announcing the films, as well as having a silent auction at the event, and an evening of entertainment, music, food, drinks. It should be a really, really well done, fun night.
The idea behind announcing what has been accepted into a film festival, this happens at film festivals across the world. The idea, many have been submitted, and then you pick from that.
Well, this year we had over 150 submissions.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is the most that we've, as an organization, ever seen. So that what that means is that our jurors had to watch all of those submissions and decide what would make it into the festival itself. So hours and hours and hours of sitting in front of your computer or in front of your TV or whatever, screening these films. And then the jury came together, I guess it was about a week ago, and had a preliminary conversation about which films would be accepted and which wouldn't. And so we are just, you know, going to announce that to the public. We're keeping it close to the chest now, but we'll announce it to the public, and hopefully that will generate a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz for the festival.
Well, why do you think so many more people participated this year?
I think it has a lot to do with that the name was recognizable. Last year was the very first year, and we still received quite a few submissions last year, but almost double this year what we had last year in terms of submissions. And so I think that the name was recognizable. People saw it. We had some people who, since last year, have already completed another film that they submitted again this year. People who want to come back. People, you know, the word got out, et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah, it was really great that we got all of those submissions and that name recognition in the film community.
And there were a lot of different categories that people could submit for, right?
Yes. There are plenty of categories. And all the films in the different categories are all... I guess being judged in that category to come out with a winner, and then there'll be a best overall. But we have, I'm trying to remember them all, but we have narrative features, which is like your, you know, normal movie, I guess, if you go to the cinema. Mm-hmm. Documentaries, shorts, student films, animations. We had a low-tech category, so a film that could be made on your phone, no big budget or anything like that. Last year we had the same category, but we got zero submissions, and this year we did receive a few submissions in that category. And then one of the biggest for submissions was the Arkansas Connection category. So any film that could be connected to Arkansas, most of these films were actually made in Arkansas, but there were a few that, you know, the person starring in the movie was from Arkansas or whatever. So a lot of local filmmakers and a lot of people from across the state, hopefully anxiously awaiting to find out if they will be, their films will be seen at the end of October.
And it was very international submissions. I mean, we got submissions from Spain and Australia and Portugal. It was pretty exciting. So we got them from all over the world, really.
Yeah. Wow. Well, how did they hear about you all over the world? That's pretty exciting.
That's a great question, Antoinette. There's a program online called Without a Box,
mm-hmm.
That most film festivals use for submissions.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we put our name out there on Without a Box, and anybody from across the world who's a filmmaker, because it has become kind of the industry standard for submitting films to a film festival, you go to Without a Box, could see us. and see our film festival, read a description of what it's about, and decide if they'd like to submit to that festival or not. So we did. We received, I believe it was somewhere upwards around 9 countries submitted this year. So you know, as close as Canada and as far away as Australia, filmmakers were submitting to us.
So on the 14th, at An Affair to Remember, you'll announce how many, can you tell us how many films have been accepted?
Well, I can tell you that the number of hours of films, I mean, we're looking at about, 50 hours worth of film throughout the 4-day weekend. So, I mean, that's a lot.
You still have to pare down 150 films. That's at least, you know, almost probably close to 300 hours worth. So that's a lot of making decisions.
Yeah, absolutely.
About what to program in.
And speaking of programming, too, this year, excuse me, we were able to, let's see, we brought on board an education coordinator. And this person is Trent Jones, who works at Springdale Harbor. And he is in charge of their film program there. And he has, I just want to toot his horn for a second. He's done a phenomenal job of getting us out there and creating a whole educational package, an educational component that went out to schools. So not only just schools in this area, but he reached up into southern Missouri and down into the rest of the state of Arkansas and, you know, out into other areas as well where he had contacts. Putting all of this stuff out there. So students, and mainly high school students, but then again some college students and some film students even, could submit their films, and the fee was a little bit different for the student submission. But those films during the day on Thursday and Friday is going to be a whole educational component, with not only just showing and showing those student films, but also flying in workshop presenters and people to come be a part of this. One person named Darren Fletcher is coming in from California, and he works for a company called ISM Films, and they're coming in to do a whole slew of workshops, particularly geared towards your high school student learner in film. And so Thursday and Friday are going to be very exciting. Lots and lots of teenagers, hopefully, will be all learning together at the Global Campus Building on the square.
Last year, the Offshoot Film Festival, it wasn't scattered, but it was at multiple venues. This year, one-stop shopping, all at the Global...
At the Global Campus,
which used to be called Continuing Ed. Right. Mm-hmm.
And so we're real excited about that because it's a great building. It's a beautiful space for the main theater where to watch films. But there's classroom space, so we can have a whole lot of things going on at the same time. And it's right downtown, right on our beautiful square. So that's always great to be able to show that off to anybody who comes in from out of town.
So last year, if I wanted to see film A, I might have been in this building, and film B was somewhere else. This year, you know, if you're going to see the films,
you're all in the same place.
Same thing. You can get a whole film festival pass.
Absolutely. Yeah. Film festival passes are $35, and that includes workshops. And even these workshops that I'm saying that are for educational purposes are still open to the public. So anybody can go in there. And so, yeah, $35 pass gets you into our film screenings, workshops, and after parties that we have. And that's a great opportunity to hang out with the filmmakers.
And that's a really great thing to do, to come and hang out with everybody, the filmmakers, but also like us and the community. You know, people are... how we love to hang out with each other in our community.
Absolutely. And one of the things about Seedling as an organization is that we are still, one of our main goals is to grow the independent film community here in Northwest Arkansas, people who are interested or who have worked in the industry before. And we want all of those people hanging out in the same place, because then there's projects that happen, you know, oh, you do this, I do that. Let's get together and let's make a movie and I can help you do this. And, you know, all of those good things with that come from communicating with each other will happen during the film festival.
Oh, you know, last year you had this guy, this mascot. Is he going to be back?
Oh, Sprout.
Yeah.
Wait, who's the mascot?
He was a green guy, head to toe. Green.
Okay.
Right?
His name is Sprout. Mm-hmm. His name is Sprout, and he represents the seed. Yeah, I'm sure Sprout will be making some appearances during the Film Fest.
Yeah.
And gotta have Sprout.
Probably on the 14th as well. He likes to be in front of the public as much as possible. So I'm
He
sure.
likes to get his photo made with as many people as possible. Uh-huh. That's one of his goals.
I will have to meet the Sprout.
Yes, you will.
Jules, Jason, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.